What's the opposite of the Midas touch? That's sort of what the 99 Homes movie is about. It's about the housing crisis 2008, and it involves a real estate agent and a newly evicted family, and who then ends up working for the real estate agent, and just the desperation that comes through of so many people, and really an ongoing crisis that, as Michael Shannon's character lays out in the movie, America does not bail out losers, they only bail out winners. And one of the better monologues in recent film history. Just a spectacular performance by Michael Shannon, one of the unforgettable characters, and not a good guy either. And of course, it's usually the non-good guys that people remember in film history, the heavies, the bad guys, or the morally ambiguous ones, because they paint the corners of the gray canvas that we're watching flickering on the screen with a relatable concepts. And so there's not, if you start the movie out saying, oh, yeah, I could never do that, by the time the movie gets halfway through, you see how someone could do that. And so it's really the death of a salesman. It's the death of a real estate agent played out in moral terms. And it's the death of conscience. It's the death of everything good and what was right. And that is the best sort of filmic adaptation of what happened during the collapse since Margin Call, a similar movie in the building tension and suspense over just the unbelievable amount of ridiculous corruption and the comedy of errors that sort of went on. Here, 99 Homes builds and builds and builds and leads to spoiler alert, a shootout with the cops, which the resolution of which requires the main character to sort of look at himself in the mirror and admit that he is that the enemy is us and the lies that we tell ourselves when we build porches that we can't afford and the system of revolving credit that everybody relies upon to make their purchases each month. That's the enemy in 99 Homes.